Just a few halachot in the laws of Yom Tov. We're reading from Hazor Obadiah in the Chot Yom Tov on Daf Nun Gimal. First halacha, which is not so well known, is that turning on lights on Yom Tov is forbidden. Although there are some that are lenient and they're relying on some authorities, the halacha, Hakam Avadiyah is mahmir on this, that one should refrain from turning on lights. And when we say that, it also means it's certainly asur to close lights on Yom Tov as well. Furthermore, the use of a telephone on Yom Tov is asur. You have to say these halachot because some people, they think that Yom Tov is lenient in certain halachot, the gabe carrying. However, the gabe, these laws over here, there is no leniency, and therefore one should refrain from using the telephone on Yom Tov as well. However, the question would be, is it permissible to tell a goy to turn on the lights? According to the halakha, this would be permissible on Yom Tov, because turning on lights on Yom Tov would be Isur Shevut, and telling the goy is Isur Shevut, it would be Shevut. Shevut is Shut Mekom Tzorech Mitzvah. For example, a person sitting at the table, it's dark, and he wants to have a seuda, he can't tell the goy on Yom Tov to turn on the light. For that matter, it would be permissible not only on Yom Tov, but even on Shabbat, in a case where, let's say, it's very hot, and the air conditioning is off in the house, it would be permissible to tell the goy to turn on the air conditioning as well. Hakam Avadiyah is lenient on this, not only on Yom Tov, certainly on Yom Tov, but even on Shabbat, in a case where it's excessively hot, where it's uncomfortable, it would be permissible to tell the goy. Furthermore, Hakam Avadiyah is mekel gabel, let's say, one of those fans. So to tell the goy to turn on the fan, of course we're saying is mutar. It would also be permissible to turn the fan. For example, in order to face you and things like that, on Yom Tov would be permissible. Hakam Avadiyah discussed in the same halakha the issur of going on an elevator on Yom Tov and pushing the button. Because again, it's the same halakha. You're pushing the button, you're turning on a light. So not like those that wanted to be lenient, it would be asur to push buttons on an elevator as well. Or for that matter, using electrical appliances. Some people, they forget, even though you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so they take out the mixer, they plug it in, and they start making different type of concoctions. Using the mixer on Yom Tov is clearly asur again, because you're using electricity, which is like making a fire. So therefore, the halakha, one should be very careful. So what we do in these cases, we really prepare a candle from before Yom Tov, called a ner shel batala, where already it's lit from before. So anytime you need to use a candle, instead of lighting a new flame, you light it from the existing candle, and then you don't put it out, you just let it go out by itself. That would be, for example, people that smoke on Yom Tov have to be careful as well. They light a match. Lighting the match on Yom Tov is asur. And therefore, they want to smoke, they would have to rely on getting the light from an existing flame. But then you have the same question, after they finish smoking, sometimes they take the cigarette and they want to rub it out, that would be extinguishing. So you have a problem with that as well. Or the match that was lit from an existing flame, they cannot extinguish it. So therefore, the halakha, one should be careful again, that just like making new flames is asur, putting on lights is asur, use of electricity is asur, however, ayedei goy, turning on the lights, turning on the air conditioning, even moving the fan, according to the halakha, would be permissible.